You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, this weekend, obviously, NFL, SNY joins us as well. Hi, SNY.
Hi, SNY. Guys.
So interesting, the Bears-Packers game.
Yes.
Which is on Amazon, by the way, which it is what it is. Like, we can bitch about it all we want. We're all going to find a way to watch it.
Amazon.
I know.
Everybody has it.
Not everybody has Amazon.
Not everybody has Amazon. This is the one I won't. Like,
I'm not complaining about it.
If it's on Peacock, if it's on, I don't know, what all the other, you know, if it's on Apple TV, if it's on.
I was just making the point. It's on Amazon.
Everyone has Amazon with the 2-day delivery. Everybody has it.
That doesn't mean you ought to get Amazon on your television.
You have to learn. It's the new way of the world.
I'm not even complaining.
We count rushes. And we watch things on Amazon.
Yes, well,
get with it.
If you want to watch the Bears and Packers,
yes,
you have to have Amazon.
You do.
For those of you that don't have Amazon, you can go to some of the black market sites if you want, which I thought was shut down, but amazingly they're not. So
there good you to know.
But here's the weird thing about this. I'm not sure if you saw this little ditty that came out. I found this fascinating. From a sports talk perspective and a dinner table conversation.
Okay. So,
not for your kids are too young for the conversation, but follow the bouncing bar for a second,
All right?
So, the last time that the Chicago Bears beat the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs, I don't know, you didn't see this, obviously, did you?
No.
If you had to take just a random guess, obviously divisional rivals.
Yeah.
Obviously we're going all the way back to the actual Lambeau family, right, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you think the Chicago Bears beat the Packers in a playoff game? If you had to take a wild guess, decade.
I'm assuming it's a long time ago. And
That's a fair assumption.
Aaron Rodgers owned them.
Go ahead.
They didn't have to play the Packers in 85.
Take a guess of
all
a
right,
decade.
I'm trying to... The 1960s. 1960s.
So, yeah.
50s. 50s. I changed my mind. 50s.
All right. So you're guessing the 50s because I'm asking for a reason, obviously.
Correct.
So originally you're probably thinking 80s. And
no,
then you're
I went through 86, and I know they didn't have to beat the Packers on the way to 86.
Okay.
So that's I went that quick.
got it.
85, rather.
All right.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. I got you.
The 85 Bears didn't have to beat the Packers.
So the last time the Chicago Bears beat the Green Bay Packers in a playoff game...
Mm-hmm.
Was the week after the Pearl Harbor attack.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
So here's
1941.
So here's what I'm trying to figure out. Why were we playing football?
That's a good point.
The week after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Now I know that the answer's been like when Kennedy got assassinated.
Right.
The idea was America needs football.
I was just going to say that a lot. We've had that discussion, and the people who made the decision are public. They regret the decision to play.
Yeah, and Pete Rozelle playing that, right?
Was it Pete Rozelle?
Whoever it was. I remember we've talked about it because of 9/11.
We've talked about it, and the discussion, and they regret it. Going back, they regret playing the football games.
But they did play football. The ideology was America needs a distraction.
Yeah.
Football's a great distraction. And yes, years later, in someone's autobiography, the decision makers regretted doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. 9/11 obviously happens here in New York. We did take a week off. And then the following week, Jets, Patriots, famous, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baseball took off.
Right.
Everything.
The
obviously,
Piazza home run.
Piazza running against the Braves, all that.
Yep.
And again, football wasn't what it was then, what it is now.
Right.
I get that. I respect that as well. But football was still important in the 40s, in New York, obviously in Chicago and Green Bay, et cetera. But I was shocked by that.
Yeah.
That 1 week after, at the time, the most devastating attack on American soil, we played football. That's crazy,
that
no?
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah. You would assume that they would. Yeah. I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how it would have been thought of.
So I'm not sure who decided that.
Yeah.
Right? But 84 years ago, I think I'm right on the date.
It's December 7th, 41.
Yeah. So 84 years ago, 1 week after the attack on Pearl Harbor, the Chicago Bears beat the Green Bay Packers in a playoff game, 33-14. It was George Halas's Bears and Curly Lambeau's Packers.
Wow.
That's the last time the Chicago Bears, because, you know, we think about this great rivalry, and it's maybe the greatest rivalry in all football. Yeah, I know that could be argued, but for a lot of people, it's the oldest rivalry for sure.
I think so.
Right? And yet, they played a week later. I'm fascinated by
I am fascinated by it. And I'm curious. I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess I don't know if this is bad or not. I know the dates. I don't remember the day of the week off the top of my head. So how many days are we talking about in between?
I'd have to check that.
Right. Like, it's not. Did
I'm
it
not
happen?
Sure. Was it a full 7 days?
Right. Or
I think the attack was a weekend morning because a lot of the guys were sleeping in.
Right.
If I remember the, you know, factual, the historical story correctly.
Right.
Which is why they wanted to attack on the day they attacked.
Right.
But. I know
it was the 7th. I don't remember the day of the week or when this game was played. Was the NFL played on Sundays back then, too? Was that?
I think the NFL was always played on Sundays.
Yeah, right?
I think so. I'm not positive. Again, there's a great book I read when I was away about, like, the formation of the NFL and the men that created it, and the Rooney family, and obviously, you know, the Maurers and all that. And one of the craziest stories during World War II, I think it was, there weren't enough guys left to play. Because so many guys, went to the Army, right? Did you know, I assume you do, that the Steelers and the Eagles combined franchises? And I think for 2 seasons, they were called the Steagles. They didn't have enough players for both teams to exist. So they got together and they said, let's combine forces. Mm-hmm. And while a lot of our players are off at war, the guys that remain behind will play as one team, and they were known as the Steagles. That is a true story.
Really?
You think I'm BSing you?
No, no.
No.
The name, I would...
I read about it.
I'm not saying you didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm saying I have no idea. I'd never heard that. I'm assuming you're not lying to me. Just what jumps out to me is, wouldn't Steel Eagles sound better than Steagles?
You're upset with the name?
I just think the Steagles sounds weird.
No, it was the Steagles.
Steel Eagles sound badass.
I don't think they were worried about the name during the war.
They worried about playing. Anything worth doing is worth doing right.
Well, they wanted to keep the NFL alive, and they were concerned if those two franchises got shut down,
right.
And it almost happened,
right.
That the NFL would get shut down.
That is fascinating, and I did not know that.
Yeah.
But
if you had a computer, you'd look it up.
I would have went
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Steel Eagles.
Steel Eagles sounds like a bad Long Island cover band.
That's what it sounds like
to me. Here's Rob in Queens on the Fan. Rob, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Craigie, I'm glad you're back, man.
Thank you. I'm a big fan. Appreciate you.
I follow you down at Boomer, you know, when you were with Evan, everything.
Yep.
I got a couple of things.
A lot of carrying. Yep.
Believe me, man, I've been through a little too, you know what I'm saying? So that's why you're a big follower for me, man.
Thank you.
And you gave me strength. I listen to your program on Sundays. You know what I'm saying?
Trust me. I appreciate that very, very much. Thank you.
No, I appreciate you, man. There's a couple of things. One, I'm one of the guys that chew, and then I drink after when I finish my food. So Big Mac is not only
so
with
you finish you finish the meal, and then you'll have a drink.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Now, this morning on Boomer, they accept your channels, but... Did you hear your payout that he wants you to do if you lose?
I was driving my kids to school all day today. I did not get to hear what they said. What'd they say?
They say that if you lose, you got to name the show Craigie and Mac.
Oh, that's what they want from me?
Yeah, that's what they want from you. They want you to put Big Mac a name on the show.
Well, I would say this, all right? Everything's up for negotiation, okay? And I appreciate your call, Rob, and thanks for the Sunday you love as well.
Yeah.
So I think, look, it's January. This is not happening for a long time.
Right.
Because I don't play golf under 60 degrees, and I don't like playing golf anyway. All right? So at some point, the four of us, you have to be a part of this, are going to sit down in a room together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go over this and agree on the rules. I don't gamble anymore, so I'm not going to risk anything.
Right.
I want to be clear about that. So there can't be something that's a risk for me to take because I do not gamble anymore. And if gambling's involved with this, I'm not doing it because I don't put myself in those positions anymore. But I'm sure that'll be fine. And I think we have to come up with what's the course, and what are the rules? And yes, I think this should be like the way a fantasy football league ends. Whoever comes in last has a punishment.
Has a punishment.
I think that's what this should be. It's not gambling.
Right.
Because, again, I can't and I won't. But I think there can be a fair punishment to the losing side. Yeah. I think that's the way it should be.
You see?
And that would be a punishment to me.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't like. I don't like that. I was kind of all for it for a second there. For a second there, I was like, you know what? That's a good idea. I can't lose.
But
right?
I'll do it. We'll
either my
it
partner
out.
Wins and we have some fun, or you lose, I got my name on the show. But the idea that is now being presented as like a punishment to you.
Right.
That bothers me.
It
bothers me. Like that's how we'll really stick it to Craig,
we'll
put his partner's name on the show. No, I don't like that.
Look,
I like that.
I'm all in to do it.
Yeah.
We are going to play. My son's all excited about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to agree on what are the rules and what's the punishment. And I think we'll come to that pretty quickly. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not talking about this every day until this thing happens. Matter of fact, it's the last I'm talking about it till we have a plan.
Okay.
And the plan's going to happen off air because this is not happening until late spring, early summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no interest in talking about my personal golf game or anyone else's. It bores me to tears. It's like having somebody go, hey, let me tell you about my fantasy team. Hey, yeah, guess what I got in the third round?
Brutal loss.
Yeah, I don't care about your fantasy team. Okay. I don't. I never will. I never have. I tell my kids all the time. I don't care about your fantasy team. No one cares about my personal golf game. Now, I think there'll be vested interest in a competition.
I definitely think so.
And we will have a competition. But that is not going to happen till spring or summer. So that's a wrap for now. I accepted the challenge. They accepted the challenge. We're all grown men. We will figure it out. And Gio cannot beat me in golf.
Feeling pretty good about that, huh?
Gio reached out to me the other day. It's probably a private thing, but you know, he didn't say it's private, so it's not private in my world. You know those rules.
Yeah.
And it was very nice, I thought. Because he and I don't know each other that well, right? I guess a bunch of guys are going to an Islanders hockey game.
It's not private, You can talk
about it. Yeah, I'm not.
You're not coming?
No.
I think it's on your birthday.
It's on my birthday.
Yeah.
So I took a rain check on that.
Oh,
plus, little memo to Greg and to you and everyone else.
Yeah.
And I, by the way, it was a nice invitation, and I appreciate it very much that I was included and invited to join you guys.
Yeah, I think
to watch a sport I don't care about in a county I don't like being in.
Well,
okay?
The Islanders do a great job. I think I'll probably go this year again.
You
I've been there the past couple
Enjoy,
years.
Enjoy. Go put on an Islanders jersey. Have some fries. Whatever
I did
you want
that once. Do I have the cachet now to say no to the owner? Maybe I do. I don't know. I didn't feel
it's Ledecky's box.
Yeah.
By the way, I emailed John Ledecky when I came back. And he always gets right back to me.
Not this time.
Not this time.
But what are you going to be doing on your birthday? Anything big?
I'm not going to be in Nassau County watching hockey.
No.
I can tell you that. That's a lock. Yeah.
Doesn't
I don't know.
Like a good,
I might go to Patricia's in Homedale.
33 is not really a big birthday, so there's not really.
No, I'm 36. 36. Last year was a big one.
Oh, okay.
35 is like, oh my God, I'm closer to 40 than 30.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Right.
36, it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be dinner with the family.
That's it.
That's it. But you guys should have a good time. And I just want to say publicly, I appreciate being included and invited. I think it was great.
So
that's
it.
Oh, there. One other rule about the golf thing, just real quick. Because last time that I was in a competitive golf thing with Boomer on the same course, Matt Martin cheated. And got a lesson on the course on the 17th or 16th hole. No on-course lessons.
Okay.
No having a scratch golfer hold you by the hips on the course, up one with three to play, and showed you how to turn your body on a 60-yard chip shot. No. Unacceptable. So there are going to be rules this time around.
How'd that chip shot go for Matt Martin?
It went right on the green, like 5 feet away. Dude, we were playing for 10 grand.
I know.
10,000.
Yeah.
And I'm down a stroke on 16, and he's getting a lesson.
Was it like a bowling lesson?
Yeah, exactly right.
Exactly right.
Guys, hold his hips. What are we doing here?